Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere, and by Wendy's. Try the new pretzel baconator today.
Yeah.
As excited as I have been for a Cinco de Fivo in a long time.
Really? Why?
I got real creative here, and Evan Roberts is going to also need to answer these, each and every one of them, confidently. I am going to give you, in my opinion, the five best New York-centric debates of all time.
Wow. Okay.
Off of the debate.
Yeah. No, I know there was... Which is not an all-time
right
debate.
Of course. All right?
Yes.
Here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
Let's debate. Better pet, cat or dog?
Dog.
Dog.
Oh, that's the list?
Dog.
I thought it was going to be like...
No, I'm not going presidents.
No, I thought you were going to be like, Mike and Chris over Yankee Stadium bathrooms. Loogie versus Sean about dogs. I didn't know it was that. Okay, now I get it.
Yep.
I can't pick between the two of those.
No, you had both. You absolutely have to. Dog, I'm with you.
Definitely.
Dog.
Cat doesn't care about you.
Yeah.
You
could leave a cat for a week.
No, that's BS. First of all, cat does care about you. Maybe you got the wrong cats. Cats are roommates, dogs are children. That's the difference. And I had a cat. I loved Freedom. I loved her. I had Sushi. I love Sushi. I have Dudley right now. Love Dudley. Had Nino. Love Nino. Ginger, whatever. I can't pick between the two.
Look, I will love Zipper and Velcro forever as cats.
All right, hold on a second.
Dog.
I'm going to ask my son. Jet. Okay, he has to mute. He's listening to something else. Jet, do you prefer dogs or cats?
Dogs.
Dog.
You went with dogs.
All right,
go ahead.
There we go.
Debate. Number four.
Who will have more people at a parade, Jets or Knicks?
You know, someone asked me this the other day, and the answer is probably going to be the Knicks because of the time of year. I think it's very close because I think that a team that's desperate for a championship will get a monster turnout. But I'm going to go with Knicks based on the summer. The months are just warmer. Yeah. People want to party.
Yeah. Well, they could not. It also could be away. I'm going to say Knicks, too. I think it's Knicks.
I still go Jets, the idea of football in this town.
Okay. Mm. No, I think there are more.
It's been longer, obviously.
Yeah, but not by much. I think that there are clearly more football fans than basketball fans. Now, that has changed over the years. Maybe that'll change back. But I think it's, to me, what puts me over the top is, imagine today there's a parade. Now imagine February and it's 25 degrees.
Yeah.
There's a parade. A
lot of Giant fans with those parades.
But everybody's around.
Yeah, that's true.
Huh?
You're not away. Good point. All right, here we
Number
go.
Number three.
Hamburger or hot dog?
Hot dog, not even close.
Dog!
Wow, Loogie thought pre-show you'd definitely go burger.
Nah, he's wrong. He doesn't know. I love Loogie. He makes judgments about me, and sometimes I laugh, and I'm like, he does not know me at all.
By the way, cooked burger.
Doesn't matter. Hot dog either way.
Okay.
And I know Sean, and when I say things, it goes in one ear and out the other. I did not say that. I said you would say hot dog.
Then Loogie knows me in this case very well.
I'm going to go hamburger.
Really?
Yeah. Because you think about a hot dog, every hot dog you've had tastes essentially the same.
Dog!
Whereas you can get some burgers that are just banging.
Yes, but there's a bust factor.
Yeah, the worst 100%. Burger is worse than the worst hot dog.
Yes.
You can't screw up a hot dog.
But you can. It's also hard to make it special.
Oh, I think.
Okay.
You leave some congealed taco dip out. I'll tell you what. I'm special. Here we go.
Number two.
Can only live with one of these the rest of your life in New York. Bagel or pizza?
Pizza.
Pizza, no doubt.
Oh, yeah. Bagel for me.
I love bagels, but I close my eyes and I think to myself, how many nights I just eat, just scarf down a pizza like it's nobody's business.
But I have other alternatives. There's not really a shift from a bagel.
I don't think I was hungry in the SNY suite, game one of the Subway Series. That pizza came out and I was breaking stuff.
Okay. Yeah, you were. That was when you almost lit on fire.
Delicious.
All right.
Number one.
All right, the best New York debates of all time. Number one, Evan, we definitely need an answer from you. Better talk show host, Mike or the Mad Dog?
Peacock?
I'd say Mike. And I'll tell you the reason.
Wow, okay.
Mike didn't get up and leave. So I think it's pretty simple. Mike remained loyal and stayed here for the long haul and then performed. At a very high level. I mean, I'm sorry. I love Dog. They're both legends. They were great together, but you're asking me to pick. I mean, one had balls. The other one took the money and ran.
Quite I'll frankly. Mike, too.
Yeah.
Strike me down!
Mainly because I didn't listen to Bad Dog when he left.
You know, it's funny. I listened to both of them solo, and there were days where I would wake up and say, I need Doggy in my life.
Yeah.
And then there were days where I'm like, you know what? I want Mike. I'd probably say there were more days I wanted solo Doggy. But honestly, if you're asking me better, I mean, one guy left and one guy stayed. Damn. I mean, I'm a loyal guy. I think we're all loyal guys. Yep. So I'm going with Mike. And Tiki's going with Mike. And you had your wars with Mike.
Plenty of them.
Yeah.
And then there was an added one, better partner.
What's your answer?
Craig Carton, Joe Beningo.
Joe Beningo. I love Craig, but come on. Like, wow. Again, loyalty. Wow. I was with Joe for 13 years.
Oh, that's getting back to Jersey. What did you say?
I love Craig, but it's loyalty. And by the way, if you ask Craig, Boomer or Evan, he's going to say Boomer. We had more time with those other partners. And I would not be offended by that if he answered that question.
All right. And what were you saying? My answer to what?
Mike or Chris?
I was always more Chris.
That's fine. There's no wrong answer. How about you, Loogie, future of WFAN?
I don't know. People think I ripped Dog off, but I'm going to go Mike.
Okay.
Although I think I like Dog more now than I do Mike.
Why? Because Mike's doing a podcast and Dog's on
his... I think Dog on TV is awesome. I think that stuff he does is great.
You don't have to couch it. It's just who's better talk show host. That's all he was asking. All right, who's better to work with, Sean? Damon Amendola or us?
I mean, it's clearly DA.
Really? You bothered by that, Tiki?
No.
Loyalty.
Loyalty? He left? That's it. You left first,
it's
actually.
Just funny.
I'm kidding. Jeez, I love everybody.
I love everybody. No, it's not. Your answer is DA. And your answer is DA for the same reason I would say
he
Joe.
He gave you your start.
He was, also, there's just you.
Right?
You,
yeah.
No, for sure.
The longer period of time, is, unless you didn't like somebody. Like, there are people you work with that you don't like, and that's fine. I genuinely loved working with Beningo, and I genuinely loved working with Craig. People may think that's nuts, but it's true. I did. I had a great time. So when you have two people that you loved working with, to me, one was 13 years, the other one was 2 years. And kind of like what I said about Dog.
That was only 2 years with Craig?
Yeah. Yeah. And you want to know why? Kind of like Dog, got up and left. So if I'm going to rip Dog.
That's actually an easy one, dude, when you put it that way.
Yeah.
I don't know why it felt like it was longer than 2 years.
Me and Craig? It was 2.5 years.
But either way, it felt so much longer for some reason.
I know.
You should have sat in my chair. It felt like 30 years.
All right. Is that it?
Yeah, that guy was actually way more uncomfortable than Biden and Trump.
Hold on, what was uncomfortable about that?
My guy made a joke. He took it seriously.
What was your joke?
I don't even know anymore. Let's just go on.
Oh, no, you didn't make a joke. You picked DA over us, and that's fine. No one's offended by that.
Can I pick everybody?
Like, watch this. Watch how not offended I'd be. BT or me?
I worked with BT for a decade plus.
Exactly. There's nothing wrong with that.
Huh. All right. Easy. Jet or Spence?
Shut the F up. It's Chad. Relax, Chad Moore. You got my two boys and you're pinning them against each other.
All I know is Spence has never been here. Jet's been here a few times.
Because he's three.
That's okay.
Now, he just got toilet trained, so now the door is open. Like, if you're not toilet trained.
Simultaneously closed.
Right.
If you're not toilet trained, you ain't coming to WFAN.
Right.
Because you imagine Uncle Loogie? Uncle Loogie, poo-poo diaper. Right? Spence just got toilet trained. And so I would venture to you, Spence will be here next year at this time.
All right, I'm pumped.